Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Very, very encouraging morning for me personally, and I think for others as well, as we gathered together for prayer early this morning. And thank you for all those that turned out for that. So it's a good time. I'd like to read to you from Psalm 24 this morning as our call to worship, and then we're going to rise and sing a great song. God claims the world as His. Everything and everyone belongs to Him. He's the one who pushed back oceans and let the dry ground appear, planting firm foundations for the earth. Who then ascends into the presence of the Lord? And who has the privilege of entering into God's holy place? Those who are clean, whose works and ways are pure, whose hearts are true and sealed by the truth, those who never deceive and those whose words are sure. They will receive the Lord's blessing and righteousness given by the Savior God, and they will stand before God, for they seek the pleasure of God's face. The God of Jacob pours in His presence. Wake up, you living gateways. Lift up your heads, you ageless doors of destiny. Welcome the King of Glory, for He is about to come through you. That was a thing that got me this morning as I was praying about this. He's about to come through you. You ask, who is this glory king? The Lord, armed and ready for battle, the mighty one, invincible in every way. So wake up, you living gateways, and rejoice. Fling wide, you ageless doors of destiny. For here He comes. The King of Glory is ready to come in. God, as we gather together today, we thank You for the truth of those words. And Lord, I pray, along with us all here, I'm sure, but I pray, Lord, I ask, I come before You and ask this, that we may be ready for the fact that You're coming and entering into all that we are, and we are entering into all that You are. Lord, what an amazing coming together. A revelation of that, I pray, may be ours today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's rise and sing that great song, All Heaven Declares. As we join together. A couple of notices. Pre-service prayer next Sunday at Napdale, fifth Sunday of the month. And then the following that will be at Waitaka at 11 o'clock. Beginning in May, we change to 11 o'clock services. Just a heads up about that, because if you're here at 10, you'll be half an hour ahead of the prayer time. So that'll be at Waikaka. And then on the 14th, back here, we'll be celebrating communion together, which should be great. Now, Lynn has been at a, I think, a very significant meeting over the weekend. Lynn, would you like to share a little bit about the meeting of the Synod of Southland?
Sure.
At Otago, thank you.
I had the privilege of going to Synod. Once upon a time, I wouldn't have seen it as a privilege, but together with representatives from churches from Waitaki River South, Presbyterian churches, a lot of ministers and elders from each of those congregations. So it really was an interesting time. The moderator of the Synod was Peter Dunn, and he was swapped over on Friday night. Niall Paris from First Church in Invercargill was now the moderator of Synod, and he's going to be that for 2 years. Apparently nobody else put their hand up to take over after a year, so they moved that he'd be in for 2 years. Probably some of the major business they did was discussion of merging the Synod and the Presbytery, and there was a working group set up, must have been partway through last year, to investigate that. There's still quite a lot of discussion about even where they head with that. As a new person to the Synod itself, and understanding what they do and what Presbytery does, they're quite, their mission is the same, in the fact that we want people to hear about Jesus and to use the vehicle of the Presbyterian Church itself to do that. But the way that they have quite significantly different roles, and so the pulling together of those main parts is still up for a lot of discussion. And the work group presented some findings at that point, and I'm very happy to share what they shared with us. But probably the main mandate was that it's too early to really have made a decision, and they want, before Presbytery, they want to have a week of prayer and fasting amongst the churches, possibly fasting, I think fasting was optional, but they did talk about we need to seek God about what's actually to happen, which is quite crucial, I believe. So that was probably the main one out of that. There was a lot of other discussion, and I became aware of how much they have financially responsible for keeping churches buildings especially running, and how they give out different grants and things, and so that was interesting too. If you'd like to know more, I'm very happy to share what amount I know. There'll be people who are sitting in this room who know a lot more than I do, because you've had experience before. So yeah, the other thing was that this weekend was the 151st gathering. Last year was the 150th, and a lady wrote a book called Weaving Vision, Heritage and Hope, and it was 150 years of the Presbyterian Synod of Otago and Southland. Now, they must have published far too many copies, because they were basically saying, here, take them. So I've got a couple of copies. If anyone's interested in taking it away and using it and investigating more, please feel free to come and see me. I took up one with the thought that it might become part of our pieces of paper that travel as part of the church or have a place where they live. So I've got a spare copy if anyone would like it. And I don't necessarily want it back. So, happy to answer any other questions. But it really was, we finished yesterday afternoon with service and communion, and it was really cool because, you know, at the end of it, it's not all about us, what we do, it's about God, so, and what he's doing. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
We had a visit from Joyce Campbell this week. She's sorry that she couldn't be here today, but she's up in Dunedin today, and she wants to thank the congregation for their contribution and their prayers, and she said that she's sending her husband down to speak at Waitau, and so you'd be able to hear him if you go along to Waitau.
Good. Thank you. Any other things we need to share about together? Excellent. One of the things that we get to do is to worship in a variety of ways. And sometimes it's not seen as worship, but when we give to God, it is an act of worship. It's something of us that's given to honor the Lord. So let's take opportunity now to give to the Lord as an act of worship together. Privilege to give of that which is the fruit of our hands and our hearts and our heads as we've labored. And so, Lord, as we give this offering to you, be pleased as we worship you in this way. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Amen. Now, as you know, we have this cute little tradition of recognizing birthdays and anniversaries and anything else that we can celebrate. And I know that you're not allowed to really tell what a woman's age is, but Judy's not here this morning to contradict it. This past week she had a celebration, and let's just say that she's never be in her 50s ever again. I didn't say anything. Anyone else had a birthday this past week? No? No takers? Anniversaries? No? Oh. What did I miss? Nothing? Okay. Well, there's got to be something that we can talk about and share that God has been up to in our lives, or using our talents and our skills. Anything to brag about? School's out, so no certificates. Unless it's school of another kind. What boring lives we live. Oh, well. That's okay. A little bit later, Lynn is going to share with the children and those of us who are bigger children a story. But meantime, Mike is going to come and lead us in the time of worship as we sing. Thank you, Mike.